Hey, Paul.
Hey, Alex.
We're doing a podcast.
We are doing podcasts.
Yeah. Why?
I'm not sure some days, but it's actually, I'm excited because it's a good conversation to have. So.
It is a good conversation to have. We wanted it to be like coffee.
Yes.
With friends.
So hopefully people have a coffee in their hand.
We have coffee.
Yes.
Good.
And a good attitude.
And a good attitude.
And not expecting us to be absolute experts on everything.
No, because we're not.
Yes, that's right.
So what is this podcast?
This podcast is just to have the conversation, to open up the conversation, to have people not afraid to address some of the issues that we have, and not just on women in leadership, but in other areas, to have conversation, to not attack each other, but to actually listen, to have humility.
Wow.
Yes. Novel concept.
I know. I feel like with COVID, I was quietly being selfish a lot and nobody noticed because there wasn't enough people around. Okay, so there's other people in church.
Yes.
People that we love.
Yes.
And we want to have a conversation with you. It's kind of like you're sitting down at our coffee table, which happens to be today in the prayer room, and just diving into some ideas.
Yeah, and there's many things that we can be discussing, but we're going to be focusing a little bit more in regards to the women in leadership.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's necessary. I think too often in our culture, we have tendencies to attack each other because somebody has an idea that I don't, and you're infringing on my known beliefs. And I think it's just good to have just conversational discussions around topics, and then you can actually see where people are at, and not just right away go, you're in a camp that I'm not, so I'm not gonna listen to you.
Right.
But to actually listen first and speak less.
There's something in the Bible about that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure
so...
Sir Francis of Assisi had something to say as well. So.
Okay. So we've talked about a little bit about what this podcast is. So let's talk a little bit about what it's not.
Yes. Well, definitely it's not us having a specific opinion about where we want you to land. But to just, you know, force people to think a little bit more and just to be open to both sides of an issue.
Right.
And to investigate a little bit more.
Right.
Because sometimes we always think, well, I know what I need to know about this and I don't need to know anymore. But
totally.
Sometimes there's a lot of things that somebody else knows that you don't, and it's always worth listening.
Yeah. And you and I have both said that we maybe necessarily haven't come to a conclusion.
Right.
But we're on a journey.
Yes.
And we're trying to figure out how to love the church.
Yeah.
How to love our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And have we been doing that well? That's probably the most painful question that we have to ask is,
yes,
have we done that well?
Yeah. And how does our community surrounding us that are non-churched see us as well too on some of these issues?
Yeah.
And even we have to look within our own body as to how sometimes we will, you know, denigrate others because they don't think the way that we do, and yet we have so much more that is in common in regards to our faith and who we are in Christ and our identity in Christ,
mm-hmm,
that we miss a lot of that. And then we just end up dividing over things that are non-salvation issues.
Ooh, ouch.
Yes.
Okay, so the point of this podcast is to have a conversation.
Yes.
And to do it in a loving, thoughtful, gentle, and humble way.
Yeah.
With one another, willing to be wrong if I've been wrong.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
I know. That's a rare and well, it's also a very raw thing. thing for a lot of people too. I think a lot of people come into some of these conversations with a lot of baggage mm-hmm. from past hurts, future anticipations. We do bring a lot of cultural baggage into this one as well too.
Sure.
We bring a lot of what we think the gospel is into this as well. Even, well, we'll talk about it in later podcasts too, but even how we read scripture.
That's right.
And inject our own present cultural kind of ideas on those too.
Yeah. So it sounds like this podcast is going to be a little bit of work, a yes. little bit of personal work. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're like me, you're probably feeling a little bit of anxiety and maybe a little bit defensive when somebody says, you know, you need to work on this, your heart's not in the right place, or, you know, I think maybe you should reconsider these ideas. My initial response is, absolutely not. I'm definitely for sure right. But if any of you know me, you know that I have definitely for sure been wrong in the past. And so maybe you're feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit defensive, or maybe even angry that we are having these conversations, that it took so long to have these conversations, or maybe that we're not having this conversation the way that you think that we should. And so we just want to take the time in this first podcast to let you know that we care. Mm-hmm. We care deeply about all of those feelings, and we can't fix them.
Right.
But we can invite you into a conversation with us, and hopefully in the end of that conversation, we're just all having coffee together still.
Mm-hmm. And I think Francis Chan said it one time. He says, the idea of the church is not to have this happy family that everybody's thinking the same way and doing things the exact same way. We have people that are going to have completely different ideas than us,
right?
And we're going to butt heads and disagree,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, we lock arms together and move forward together.
You used a really interesting phrase when we were prepping for this podcast. Oh, yeah. You talked about unity.
Yes.
So,
well, there's a big difference between unity and uniformity. Like,
right.
We're not wanting everybody to be the exact same cookie cutter stamp.
No.
You know, the Spirit moves the way He will in each person, and God uses each of us for purposes, and you know, even the different personalities and, mm-hmm. and our pasts and all those things. God redeems all those things and uses those things for His glory. And who are we to say, no, but you need to be like this?
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes more like a club where you check all these boxes, and as long as you can check all these boxes, you can be part of our membership, right? And
right.
That's not what we're looking for.
No. Okay. So how do we posture ourselves for this conversation? You and I had talked a little bit about this, and we said, let's do what we ought to do.
Yes.
And hold ourselves accountable to scripture.
Yes.
So we were reading through scripture, and 1 John 4
yes.
kind of said it all. So I'll let you read that. This is 1 John 4, 7 through to 21.
Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about posturing and stuff too, it's a state of mind as well. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, yeah, this is a great verse, Alex, just to set the tone for that. So 1 John 4, 7 to 21, is
mm-hmm.
that correct? Beloved, let's love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. By this, the love of God was revealed in us, that God has sent His only Son into the world so that we may live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this, we know that we remain in Him, and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit. We have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him, and he in God. We have come to know that he has believed, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, we also are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and yet he hates his brother or sister, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother and sister whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God must also love his brother and sister.
Lots in there about love.
Yes.
Lots in there that's a challenge to us on how to love.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that I heard in there is already kind of challenging me, mm-hmm. that I don't need to be afraid of this conversation.
Right.
Because I'm in Christ.
Yes.
And in Christ, I am free from the charge of my sin. Not granting me to sin continuously, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I have freedom to explore some ideas and to hold them up to scripture and find out whether or not my preconceived notions have been faithful.
Right.
And so that's kind of what we're going to do with this podcast, is just have some people in from church that we know and love that have walked us through some hard times before, and we're going to just have conversations with them.
Yeah.
What are some things that we need to guard our hearts against? Looking at that passage, what are some things that we need to be careful of?
Yeah. I think it's real easy sometimes for us to say, I'm defending scripture.
Ooh.
By saying, you're wrong.
Okay.
And so when we do that, we're not loving the other person or even understanding maybe the journey that, you know, God is working through in their life as well. And that's a difficult one too, because I've seen it defended on both sides on this topic of, you know, you're wrong because mm-hmm. you're against scripture, and I'm right because I am for scripture.
Yeah.
And then the other side says the exact same thing, and then it's like, well, okay, is this all up to interpretation, or do we maybe just don't understand scripture?
Yeah, one thing that I know that I've been taught about reading scripture from this church is that there are places in scripture where it's a little bit muddy.
Yeah.
And I'm not totally sure where to land on, but there are other places in scripture that are crystal clear.
Yeah.
And so when it's muddy, we go to where it's clear to deal with the murky waters.
Yeah.
And it seems pretty clear to me that God has outlined very specifically how to love one another.
Yeah. And that's the thing, even if the other person may be wrong in their approach, like, God loved us when we were complete sinners. And so
yeah.
how are we to not love our brother and sister in Christ? Even if they are wrong, we're supposed to come alongside them and learn and teach together and that kind of thing too. And
totally.
It's too easy for us to go, you're wrong, I'm not going to deal with you, and I can either argue with you or completely shun you. And those are all not things that we're trying to see in this whole conversation.
No, I agree. Okay, so a couple things. We are asking you, the listener, not only to have coffee with us, but also to pray for the church.
Definitely.
We talked about some things in the preamble for the podcast. What do we want to pray for right now?
Well, the main thing that we're looking at is unity.
Yeah.
And amongst all this diversity of opinion, we mm-hmm. need to have unity within the body. And to focus on the things that we all do agree on. There's so many core beliefs that we can go to and be completely unified on. At least we should be unified on those core beliefs. And mm-hmm. some of these outlying kind of conversations that do affect a lot of people, like I don't want to bring that down at all by any means, but we need to be able to kind of work together on these things too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I agree. It seems like I remember Brent Trask, when mm-hmm. he came and did his speaking, he used a phrase that I'm paraphrasing, it's not perfect, but he said something akin to, what are you willing to mute of yourself to bring unity to the entire body of Christ? And I think that question probably doesn't just apply here,
right,
but in so many areas of my life. And it kind of reminded me that, man, I need to ask myself daily mm-hmm. and ask the Spirit to reveal to me, am I being patient? Am I being kind? Am I being gentle? Am I being full of humility? Am I being gracious to those who I disagree with? Am I showing favoritism to those who I agree with? All of those things in Scripture are challenges to us, not because God's angry with us, not because we have to come at it from a place of fear, but because He loves us and He knows what is best for us. And so that's our challenge to you guys this week, is to ask yourself some questions concerning this topic. Am I demanding?
Right.
Is my way the only way? And even if my way is not chosen or voted for, am I loving well?
Yeah.
So we need prayer in all those things.
For sure.
So we want prayer for unity, prayer for love.
Yeah.
And finally, we thought,
peace.
Peace.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And so much of that is tied into, like we were talking about, that humility part too, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times psychologists will say we do one of two things. We either promote ourselves or we protect ourselves.
Okay.
And the church is not immune to that either. And sometimes we try so much to protect ourselves by, you know, tearing down somebody else.
Right.
And that's not loving. That's not kind.
No.
And it doesn't promote peace or unity.
No.
So, yeah, we need to kind of work on some of those things. Like, we have so many topics right now, like COVID. Do you wear a mask? Do you not? Do you get the vaccine? Do you not?
Yeah.
Grace Life Church, you know, do we attend in person? Do we listen to the government? Like, so many things that we have divided on and we maybe shouldn't have. And we need to take an honest look at what we're doing, why we're doing it, and are we loving our neighbor well? Are we loving our brothers and sisters well, as 1 John was talking about there? And it has to come down to that, right? Like, we are supposed to be the image of God, a representation. We should represent what we look like. Like, we should look like our Father.
Yeah, totally.
And if we don't look like our Father, then, you know, are we illegitimate children, right? And that's a harsh statement, but yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of stuff I have to think about this week.
Yes.
Me too. But something to look forward to.
Yes.
This isn't the only podcast.
Yes.
We haven't really even started.
Right.
We have some guest speakers coming on because nobody wants to listen to us forever. Well,
and that's the thing, like, people are asking, like, why do this podcast? Because there's so many podcasts out there.
There are really good ones.
Yeah. Are you really looking at other podcasts? That's the other thing too. And yeah, we're not trying to be experts. We are having a conversation within the body here and talking to people within the body of our church here as well too. And I think that's important. It makes it more personal. It makes it people that you can connect to. And, you know, you may or may not like what we have to say, but hey, you know how to find us.
Yeah.
You know, catch us in the church and say, hey, I didn't like what you said here, and why did you say that? And then we can have another conversation. So
yeah, I think in it just gentleness spurs,
yeah,
and kindness.
Right. Yeah. Maybe bring a coffee too.
Yeah. One thing that we have a leg up on over all other podcasts out there, which we totally go listen to them.
Yeah.
Read other books, please.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of resources on the Women in Leadership section of the website, sjac.net. But we love you.
Yes.
We love the church. This is our family. And so we want to advocate for the love and unity and peace in our family, and not just on one end of this conversation or the other, but for all people who call Spruce Grove Alliance Church home. We want to show gratitude and dignity to all parts of this conversation, and that includes you guys at home. And so that's why we're doing this podcast, is because we love you. So,
and it helps with general apologetics too, for how we speak to colleagues and and neighbors that are maybe unchurched and are new to the faith, and just to be able to have those conversations without being offensive. Like the gospel itself is offensive, we shouldn't be. So it's a good practice in a lot of ways to have those conversational things too. And then there's this thing called inoculation theory. Well, with if all you think about is one specific way of looking at something, even the worst argument from the other side sometimes can break your faith and tear you down. And so we need to be able to look at other sides of an of a discussion, and hopefully it's a discussion, not an argument, but to be able to see both sides and to understand the other individual as well too, and where they come from, maybe some of their background and baggage that they've had to deal with in their life. And and then it just helps us to love each other better.
Okay, so we're gonna have more of these.
Yes.
Who's our next speaker?
Our next speaker is our very own Pastor Stephen Kim.
That's right.
We're going to have Stephen come, because he's done some study on this, and again, has more degrees behind his name than either of us.
That's right.
And he's going to have the conversation in regards to what does egalitarian mean? What does complementarian mean? Where are the scriptures in regards to what we're looking at on this? And just have a general conversation in regards to that as well.
Okay.
And then after Steve,
we have Brian Westra.
Yes.
And then after Brian Westra, I think we have Peter Spans or Tracy Flynn. Both of them will be on here. I'm excited for both of those conversations.
Right.
And then we'll probably do a wrap-up, unless you guys at home have questions that you can fill out on the job form under the Women in Leadership section at sjac.net. If you have questions for us, we definitely want to engage those.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for the first one.
Yeah, not bad for an introduction, at least.
Not bad for an introduction.
One take.
One take. So join us next week as we talk to Pastor Steve. We'll see you then.